it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With the first pick.
Welcome back into another special NFL Combine edition of our Building the Board series. My name is Lester Wildfong, editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron. And our guy Robert Schmitz was down in Indianapolis at the Combine, had a chance to watch a lot of these prospects, had a chance to go to the press conferences, and he recorded a bunch of the pressers over there. So here is his uncut recording of Julius Brents, Kansas State, cornerback, 6'3", 198. He ran a 4.53 40. He had a 41.5-inch vertical, broad jump 11 foot 6 inches. Real good athlete, real good length. Definitely going to be a top draft pick in the 2023 NFL draft. So like I said, here is Robert Schmitz's uncut audio from the press conference.
Been here last year and put on a show, and then obviously had a great rookie season for the Seahawks. Looking towards your NFL future, do you see this week being more advantageous for you because of your size, if you're able to put on a show testing-wise?
100%, yeah. Definitely want to put on a show for all the GMs and the coaches on Friday. It's definitely going to be a show for sure, so we're going to be in tune for that. I would just say, yeah, definitely for guys to be able to see me firsthand. You know, I'm a taller guy, bigger in length, but a lot of people don't know what my lateral quickness is and things of that nature. So, got different drills and everything that I'll be able to showcase that for sure. So, it's a big day for me tomorrow.
Are there some corners in the league? There aren't a lot of guys that size, but are there players that you try to emulate your game after, you watch on film to try to model your game after?
I would definitely say for sure it's a lot of guys. So, I like to pick up little things from, you know, especially growing up, watching Richard Sherman. You know, his career speaks for itself, just the way he carried himself as well off the field, but on the field, you know, the eye in the sky don't lie, one of the best in this past decade for me growing up. Guys in today's game, like the passer 10, bigger body type, but always has good pad level, really always under control, always poised and good technique. Another guy like AJ Terrell, you know, real good feet, technique as well, so just pick up different things from a lot of different guys, especially who have like the same type of body type as me.
Have the Seahawks talked to you at all in this pre-draft process?
Oh yeah, I've talked to all 32 teams, and you know, it's all been good conversations, good meetings, just pretty much getting a general feeling from them, and likewise, the same way for me. I had met with the Bucs, met with them, I want to say yesterday, informal, but yeah, it's been a great meeting. A great meet with pretty much every team I've met with so far. 100%, man. I give Iowa a lot of credit just to my growth as a football player, especially as a man. You know, Iowa is a blue-collar type university. You know what you go get. Just come in every day. You got to be consistent, man. So you got to grow up. You ain't really got no choice for, like, no red shirt type of mentality. Come in, get right to work. So it definitely has impacted me in a tremendous way to get me to this point now.
What was that like
telling us to be out there? 100%. Yeah, it's very different than the University of Iowa type of defense we had played at Kansas State, where Iowa has a lot more good zone coverage, quarterback eyes in a sense, and then being at Kansas State where I'm right up in your face 75% of the time, 80%. So it's a mentality, though. My coach challenged me every week in and week out, to go out there and compete, man. That's what I feel like I put on film. For sure, them is the type of games you gotta love, man. Going against, quote unquote, I seen as the best, one of the best in this draft. So, man, just going to compete, you know, not shying away from it. And, yeah, just letting it be felt out there every time we go against each other, play by play.
In people's faces, how much of that is mentality, and then also having a proper technique to make sure that if you do that, you know, you're successful?
Oh yeah, you gotta have a good balance. You can't go up there just be blind, not having a plan. So that just goes into the film study, you know. Day in and day out, knowing exactly what it was I wanted to watch, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, leading all the way up to Saturday. And, yeah, just having a plan, you know, every single play, lineman assignment, keys, execute. So just being fully locked in.
Speaking of getting in someone's face, it seems like when you're in the slot, you're very comfortable
tackling, and especially in the open field, just where does that mentality come from? Because, you know, some corners might not like to tackle.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I give the credit to my little league coaches. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, too, so, you know, my guys like Coach Jason West, Steve Tussey. Yeah, it was it was one of those growing up playing out here, man, just running through the smoke in the sense that they say. So it's a mentality for sure. And, you know, you just got to fall back on your technique and trust your guys funneling them coming in from inside out.
And speaking of being from Indy and Warren, have you had the chance to talk to David Bell or anyone like that that's been through this process?
Come on now, that's my dog, man. I grew up with David. You know, we've been friends since we was kids. And just to see him go through that process last year, it was just something that was just great to see, just knowing that I'll be following his footsteps for sure real soon. You know, definitely just getting a little bit of knowledge from him, you know, him going through it and him passing along some things to me that would be successful for me this week.
How do you feel being from this area and then, you know, seeing the combines here every year and now you're actually
in it? Oh, man, it's great, man. It's something I dreamed of since I was literally a kid. You know, I've been playing football, tackle football at that since I was 6 years old. And then now just actually being, you know, being these footsteps, being this in this area is something that's indescribable. You know, it's something I've been planning for a very long time for my life, though, for sure. So it's great. I'm just ready to let it loose.
Warren guys are different, man.
We built different, man. We built different. You know, it's a powerhouse out here. You know, no shade to all the other schools, but we definitely got the best program out here in Indianapolis, for sure. You know, the numbers going to speak for itself. So, yeah, I ain't got to keep going in on that.
You just look at that.
Your first start came alongside Riley Moss.
Yeah.
At Minnesota, you're going against Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman.
Oh, there's some memories right there. Yeah,
some, as true freshman. What do you remember about Riley competing against him for a couple of years or with him for a couple of years? And the stereotypes that sometimes get attached to him?
Man, that's my dog, Riley. Yeah, he just brought that up. I forget. My very first start was Minnesota, Riley Moss as well. Yeah, we was young kids at that time. We was, both around, 18, I want to say, in a sense. And we just, you know, feed off of each other, you know, helping each other, different plays. You know, we was, a lot of it was just us out there playing with athleticism, not really knowing football yet. But we was ultimately just making plays, for sure. So I would say for that, we definitely just made each other better, you know, whether it's in the weight room or if it was in the film room, just diddling, diving, little things he could pass along to me and vice versa.
You mentioned Jason West at Warren Central, now he's at Franklin Central coaching. How did playing for a program like that prepare you to be ready to play in big-time college football for Power 5 conferences? What specifically about Warren Central allows them to prepare guys?
100%. Coach Rob as well, who was our strength coach. Yeah. And just, you know, Jason West, just like the mentality he had with us, never getting complacent. You know, at Warren, they breed greatness, so that's the same type of mentality they had for us going on to the next level. And, you know, Coach Rob, he did a great job as well for us in the weight room. Iowa, it was a, quote unquote, it's one of those in the weight room for sure. It's no BS being played, so that's the type of mentality, you know, our coach always had as well for us in high school. So I was very prepared.
As far as preparing for a Big 12 opponent this last year, was there one offensive player that you look at across all the teams that maybe your defense thought was going to be the biggest problem to game plan for?
I don't know if it's one in specific. You know, just week in and week out, we just did our due diligence, just knowing who their key players was, how would teams try to attack us, you know, with us playing the 3-3-5, what were our gaps in there that where we could possibly get exposed. So just trying to switch it up week in and week out. So, yeah, we knew who the top key players were going into the week, who those guys may be in, and just putting a key plan together.
I know you had the chance to work with the Steelers a little bit at the Senior Bowl down in Mobile. Like, have you had any friendly contact with them down here yet? And then what were your overall impressions
For sure, yeah, I had a good meeting with the Steelers, you know, Coach Grady as well. He actually was a part of the national team. I was on the American team, but I did get to have a conversation with him for sure when I was down there at the Senior Bowl. And then I got to meet with him again down here in Indy, so it's been all good conversations.
Given your proximity playing in Manhattan, how much did you follow the Chiefs and how much are you looking forward to the draft being in Kansas City?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, it's called that the little apple out there in Manhattan. But yeah, definitely, you know, it was something that was a trigger for sure, just to see that the draft would be in Kansas City this year. And, you know, hopefully, I don't know, we'll see how it play out. If I don't know if I may be there, if I may be back at home with my family for sure. But definitely that was something to see.
You talked to the Chiefs, what did they say?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of good, like I said, I met with all 32 teams. It's been great conversations so far. Just some introductions here and there, diving in a little bit of film, watching some football. No, just seeing how I learned as a player and how I could be fit to their scheme for sure. So it's been a good conversation.
In your recruiting class, you had
Riley and Kayvon. So three of you guys in the same class. What does that say kind of about all three of you being able to reach this point? And then the adversity that Riley's overcome, especially because people are looking at him and they're thinking they could pick on him.
Yeah, it's just a testament to the coaching staff he had over there at the University of Iowa. You know, I give a lot of credit to him for my upbringing throughout my college career, just helping me get to this point now. And yeah, man, it's just the type of the type of culture that it is at the Hawkeyes. You know, just consistency, working hard, blue collar, like I've already said earlier. And yeah, to my boy Riley, you know, a lot of teams don't really give him his credit, but yeah, he's a blazer. You know, he's a good football player for sure. He gonna make plays.
How was your meeting with the Dallas Cowboys about
that? Oh, pretty good. I've had a lot of meetings these past couple of days, so. I can't say I remember exactly the exact conversations we had, but I know, like, so far all my meetings have been fairly well. Like I said, just general introductions and getting the feel for the coaching staff and them for me.
Julius, you're really impressed with your ability to mirror at the Senior Bowl. What are you excited to show people tomorrow when you get out the event? What are the things you're most excited to show about your athleticism?
Yeah, just my fluidity. You know, typically you see in bigger guys, not as fluid. The bend isn't always there. You know, I feel like I possess all those tangibles. You know, just my explosion and, you know, being able just to flip my hips and making plays on balls, you know, that shows on film. But now tomorrow, you know, it's the gymnastics and the underwear showcase. So just going out there and competing, man. Been doing them all the way.
How does your length help you in terms of playing zone and a man? And do you have a preference between the two
coaches? Definitely. I mean, yeah, if any coach asks me, you know, I always want to play man, just the type of mentality I got. But, you know, definitely you got to be able to have both of those in your toolbox. So for me, just with my length, you know, being able to use that to my advantage and playing press man, you know, letting receivers feel me. If it's really just rerouting or, you know, if I'm too LOS and the lineman may be pulling and just being an ultimate, you know, lever player, you know, just using that to my advantage, keeping guys away from me, getting inside of me. And yeah, just having all those tangibles for sure.
Deuce Vaughn here, Malik Knowles, other guys from K-State along here with you. How cool is it for you guys to come here as a group and, you know, bring up the program over there?
Man, it's great. It's great for the whole Manhattan community. You know, I might be a little biased, but I feel like we got the best fans in the country for real, honestly. Like, week in and week out, they showed out. We sold out every game this past year in the home games. They travel everywhere. So it's great just to get that back to the Manhattan community, man, and just for our fans for sure.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.